Ramble.
I'm really forgiving, and there's also the opposite side to that where I just cut you out completely, and I see you in public and I look past you.
It's okay to grow apart, but like if you want your friend to be your friend still, if you feel like some energy is like coming in between, just say something. All you have to do is just speak up, you know?
I think I'm like an in-between tribes right now. Like there's the work tribe, like this is like the best family ever, but like I'm in a weird place right now, especially with the pandemic. Like it's just hard to like have friends.
I also really enjoy watching people like love each other, yeah, like openly. Like it's very nice. So, like I just love it. Like honestly, like sometimes like
welcome to pussy hour.
Jesus.
All right, real quick, we should intro this thing. Hi, it's the Smoshcast. If you accidentally click this and we're trying to go somewhere else, sorry, stick around. This is going to be fun. This is Courtney hosting with my very good friends, Olivia Sway, Jackie Uwe, and Keith Lake Jr.
I burped.
You burped?
Yeah.
That's my brand.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry.
Here's yikes. Some. Get your crusty mask off this table.
Oh, shit.
Dragged.
Do you really want me off the table?
No, I don't care.
I'll just keep it in my pocket.
I just noticed it. Those masks are good for lip stuff,
I just got them in this week. I got the K95s because I've been struggling with like my lips go up against the blue ones. It's so bad. And so the K95 ones are really good because they have like a little bit more space. And I've just been like wearing it in my car. Like this morning I was bopping, booping around.
You were just wearing your mask in your car?
Because I don't have to. I know, but I was like.
Unless your car has people.
No, there's no people in it. Just me. I'm a person. but it was just like that comfortable that I didn't need to like take it off immediately.
That's good.
So that was nice.
Yeah,
so,
I don't.
Do y'all wear Carmex?
Carmex, the chapstick?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not a Visco girl.
No, I don't wear chapstick. My lips are always dry.
I was like, they look really juicy.
No, on the sides, like when the day, because I don't really drink water, which is not a good thing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't drink a lot of water. So then like it just gets so crusty.
Love that for you.
But then now you can't really touch your lips anymore because it's like frowned upon to touch your mouth
touch
with
your
hands.
I just did that. I'm licking my lips.
Oh, Keith, you keep doing it.
Okay, guys. So this topic of this podcast is very serious, very important.
Okay.
And so no laughing allowed. Just kidding.
Won't
please.
Do it. Won't cackle.
Okay. So basically, I decided that what we were going to talk about today was how to deal with friendships, whether they're good, whether they're bad, what you look for in a friend, when to know when, when it's time to
stop
cut somebody out of your life, when it's time to just stop.
Yeah.
So yeah, we asked you guys to submit questions that are kind of related to friends and stuff. I thought this would be a great group to do that with because Keith, you just recently had a big landmark with how long you've been in LA, and like there's a whole like stereotype of like LA friends.
Oh Lord,
and Olivia, you've talked a lot about that as well, like behind closed doors, and you know we've all kind of been friends for different amounts of time, so I'm very excited.
I have one piece of advice, and this is what I heard from Nicole Richie when I was 11 years old.
You heard from who?
Nicole Richie. She said keep your friends close but your enemies closer.
Oh my god,
remember when you said that?
No,
I don't. I was like, remember Real Housewives?
Like, no, it was like
I thought that was like Hamlet.
I thought that's what
I think that's Churchill. I think she quoted Churchill.
That's
she
really
would.
Hot.
I've heard great things about like you know how like Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are like they've just like been undercover for like the
they've been best friends
decade.
Too.
And yeah, it was a character that they were playing all the time.
So I was like, if she is quoting Churchill, if it is even Churchill,
makes sense.
It's Sun Tzu.
Sun Tzu.
Oh,
okay.
Sun Tzu.
Come on, Nicole.
Yeah, at least she quoted someone.
Yeah, she quotes somebody. Churchill.
But I don't think I would keep my enemies closer. I don't think.
Because, we're not conniving fucking people.
Yeah, that's weird to me. For me personally, I like the people that I consider enemies, I honestly don't give them the time.
I know,
day.
Me neither.
You know, I try not to. In my head, I'm thinking, you know what I mean? Like when you fall out with friends or whatever, you start to like think of them, you know, but I honestly just disassociate myself.
Me too.
I'm like never again, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like the king of a grudge. And
you are the grudge.
I am the grudge, like dead ass the grudge. And, guys, I struggle with forgiveness. So
yeah, we got some different perspectives today. So mm-hmm. let's get this first question out in the air. This one's from at Dillwill 2003. Good year. I used to have a friend who I cared about dearly, but eventually we grew apart. It took me a long time to cut them out of my life because I always hung on to memories we used to have together. How do you know when it's time to move on?
It comes from your spirit.
Something that I feel like I've learned in the past couple years is that there are friends that are only meant for like a certain period of time or a certain period of your life. Mm-hmm. Like, when I left high school, I was like, I don't know why everyone is telling me, like, I'm not going to be friends with all of these people.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What are you talking? Like, this is not going to be the last time I see. Like, what are you talking about? Like, mm-hmm. we went to high school together. And then you realize, like, yeah, I see, like, two people to this day that I went to high school with. And it's, I definitely believe that, like, okay, like, even though you have all of these memories with this person, like, there are people that, like, you move through, you just continue to move through life. And, like, not everyone goes with you, and it's not a bad thing. I think it's just a natural part of like growing up, that you, as you grow and you're in these different like spheres and different circles and stuff, like you grow, and those memories aren't invalid, but they're important, and they mm-hmm. they matter, but mm-hmm. it doesn't mean like you're changing as a person, so of course your friendships are going to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I think a big part of that is like just accepting that like that's not going to be the only time you have happy memories. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to feel this way again, like mm-hmm. whether it's with other people. I have friends in my past that like I think I'm the same as you. I literally think I talked to like two people from mm-hmm. high school. For me, it's like how much do they positively affect your life, plus how badly do you want to still be a part of theirs?
I think for me in high school, I knew I really wasn't like connected with anyone really, except yeah. for probably two best friends. Mm-hmm. And even my best friends in high school didn't even go to my school. My best friend, childhood best friend that I've known since I was like 13, came to visit again because she's going to school in Missouri. And we are in completely different avenues of work mm-hmm. and just a lot of the things that we're doing currently are very different, but our core values are so just the same. That brings us together. All the other stuff is just noise, but when we get together, even though our worlds are completely different, what I find really important in friends are just their core values mm-hmm. and their foundation. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. all of my best friends, even if they are living in Europe or they've gone completely goth or whatever change happens, like if their core values are still the same, I'm still gonna love them the same way because that stuff is consistent.
Okay, so how I know if it's time to cut someone off: your eyes don't light up when I come in a room. You know what I mean? Like, you know how like sometimes, like when you're like best friends with somebody, you're like, oh my God, my best friend's here. Yeah. Oh, we're going to have a good time. If that light goes, like mm-hmm. it's some real stuff. It's like, yo, I don't feel comfortable. Like this, right. What it was is not what it is anymore. Mm. You know what I mean? It's time to like, you know, we can still be cool, but like, you're not my, like you, like, you know, I yeah. want to feel good. Like when I'm with my friends.
Yeah.
Like,
but sometimes I also realize is that it's not you, it's the other person and what they're going through, you know? And there's like, maybe when you come in and their eyes don't light up, maybe because they feel like they're in a really dark place and it's not mm-hmm. you. And it's like up to you to ask them mm-hmm. and help them pick them up and like, be like, what's going on?
Communication is
is really important with friends and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes people like someone said like it feels like friendship breakups are a lot harder than or like are kind of worse than relationship breakups, because like friendships, you just kind of like, why should they end? Like, you're just friends. Mm-hmm. You can just stay friends right. and just not hang out as much or whatever. Whereas in a relationship, it's like, okay, this has to end. This can't just like float mm-hmm. around. Mm-hmm. Like, it's interesting because like there's not really those conversations of like, okay, hi, we need to stop being right. friends.
Mm-hmm. And also I've realized sometimes their relationships, their romantic relationships, also dictate friendships.
Oh, 100%.
You know, like who they're dating and who they're with dictates what yeah. kind, you
then
know.
They want to come back when they're like broken up. It's like, that is like, it happens all the time.
I don't do that.
You know?
Really? Oh, why not?
No, I feel like basically I had One of my really good friends, when I moved out here, we were dating for a little bit, and then it was like, we're better as friends.
Each other?
We were dating each other, yes. And I was like, okay, yeah, like, whatever. We're not together anymore, but we're still friends. I'm going to support you, whatever. Like, so I consider him a friend now, right? It's like, yeah, he's my ex, but like, he's more of a friend than my ex, right? And so then he started dating somebody new, and that new person didn't like that he was friends with me, and so he cut me off.
Damn.
And then he was like, once that was done, he was like, oh, now we can hang out again. I'm like, oh no, I'm not an optional, like, you think you can just come, like, no, like, don't do me like that. Like, I was like, I'll be here for you, like, whenever, like, whatever. But it just felt like, and like, I feel like this is like where people will disagree, but I'm like, no, if we're friends, like, I'm just not optional. Like, I just, the feeling of that, of being treated like that, made me feel so shitty. And I was like, it's not even that I don't support your relationship, but it's like, you're not even fighting for me as your friend in your relationship. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like that's a weird spot, but
you're not like on tap that you can just come back to whenever.
Did the girl not like you at all? Like, she didn't like, did you know
sounds
her?
Sounds like insecurity.
We knew of each other, but she like made it a point to be like, because he told me, he's like, hey, she doesn't want me talking to you anymore. And I was like, and so he's like, yeah, okay, cool, bye. And I was like, that's all you're going to leave it? Like, you're not even going to be like, no.
Like, not even like, try.
Did you put up any type of effort? Like, yeah, we talked. It's just, I was like, okay. But it was like, nah, she said it, so bye. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Okay. So it was just.
Are they together now?
No, they're not. Of course not.
And now you guys are friends.
Oh yeah, that's what you said.
And now we're not friends. And then like
fucked it all.
I was like, you really fucked it up. Like, I took this dude outside, and I was like, look, this is how I feel, and I don't like how you treated me. I have so much love for him, but I was like, no, like, and it changed how we're our friendship forever. So
it's so funny because I'm like the most forgiving person. Like, like, I'm really forgiving. And there's also the opposite side to that, where I just cut you out completely, and I see you in public, and I look past you.
Oh, damn.
That's so, me with like.
Yeah, a lot it's of my, like it's like that. It's completely polar opposite. It's like,
I'll do that.
I make exceptions if you are really in front of me and like explaining to me where you like how you felt, because I think throughout all chapters of our lives we get influenced by different things, you know, and sometimes it's like our own inner influence and our own inner insecurity for other things that make us act out. So it's like, if you, because I've had, you know, friendships and a romantic relationship interfered with it, and then maybe we're not that close anymore. But I think it takes a lot to also stand in front of someone and apologize. And like, because I know that's not easy for me. So if someone else is doing that to me, I'm like going to be, you know, receptive. I can't just reject them, because I know it's already taken a lot for someone to apologize.
Especially to your face. Yeah.
Yeah. And then for how I respond to that, whether or not it's just like, done with you or not, it's just, if I like thinking back about those relationships where someone has said, oh, I'm sorry that this happened, blah blah blah, and then I look at, I'm like, you know what, thank you for this apology, but I'm at this different point in my life, and I really don't need you in my life, you know, because you were never really that, I didn't like you that much. You know,
people treat you, people should treat you good. They should make you feel good. Their eyes should light up when you come into the room. Like, it's, you know, like, I feel some certain friendships that I've had, they like come back around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They come back around because I've allowed it, and it took time.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it was years. Like, one of my homeboys, Nick, like, we had fell out.
Like,
what?
Okay.
Hey, yeah, no, it's all good. Like, we in, like, that's my brother. Yeah. Like, we've been like homeless together, the whole thing. Like, that's like, that's how like close we are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't mind this, you know? Like, we have gone through the mud out here, and he's actually from LA, and the whole, just, we fell out, and he ended up having like children and everything, and I wasn't there for it. Like, that's how much we fell out. Yeah. But like, after a while, we have mutual friends, you know? I remember when we became friends again, like, I went to his apartment, I Ubered to his apartment, our friends were over there, and like, he came out the door, and all we did was just look at each other and like did this from across the way, and it was just like, I missed you. You know what I mean? Like, I really missed you, brother, and this, as long, like, I missed your like kids being born, you know? Like, that's kind of shitty. Like, that's how far we went to not being friends. And like, that's the thing, I don't even remember why we weren't friends anymore.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, just really completely fell off. And, you know, now, like, we still argue like fucking cats and dogs and like have fun. But it's a different type of like, you know, like, I guess, grown manship, you know? Yeah. So it's just,
And some fights are optional. Like, you know, there's not, sometimes it's like, I love this person deeper beyond what is happening right now. That might be annoying because it's like, dude, like, the love goes so deep that like, sometimes I don't even like, even want to bring up anything because just like it doesn't matter.
And I think the thing with this question that was asked is like they're just kind of growing apart, and I feel like the person asking is like trying to look for like an end. But I feel like when you're just growing apart, like just let the growing apart happen. You don't have to sever anything or burn any bridges, because like if that person's still a good person but just like is different than you, go do your own thing. Like try making other friends, which is harder than like it's harder as you get older. But I think I think there's not so much pressure on that. Like we said earlier, like you don't have to like break up a friendship necessarily. Shall I move on to the next one?
Sure.
Okay. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. I feel like we're in like, talk show, like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
it feels good.
Like, it feels like a nice, I don't know. I was like, are you asking if you want our energy higher?
No. Cool. Checking in with my guys.
Cool.
Oh, this is great.
This one's from at Olivia8076686. Is that your phone number?
It is. That's my social security number.
Okay, the question is, what do I do if a friend is completely changing after they got into a relationship? Like always ditching me and our other friends for their partner. I don't want to lose my friend, but I don't know what to say to them about it. I feel like this is like a weird, I feel like in this new age, relationships priorities and friendship priorities, I feel like the gap is getting like closed. Because I feel like a lot of people see friends as more disposable than relationships. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I've had friends that I don't see them when they're in a relationship, regardless of who they're dating. I myself was in a really controlling relationship previously that basically made it impossible for me to maintain friendships that weren't his friends. So, like, I've been in that position where, like, I literally wasn't even seeing my family. And you're just so unaware, or, like, I was so unaware of what I was doing to myself in those relationships. So being in that position, like, trying to talk to those friends who have been in the same scenario, I would, like, at least try and really address it. Just come clean. Because I feel like it's really hard. We're afraid we're going to like lose our friends.
If we say something.
Like we're so afraid of challenging each other's character. But it's like you're literally just asking to stay friends. Like it's that's literally from a place of love, right? Like
I feel all of that. But I just feel like with, like you said, you're not going to be friends with a lot of these people, you know? Like that's like the that's the truth. Like you're not, like you are gonna grow apart. It's okay to grow apart, but like if you want your friend to be your friend still, if you feel like some energy is like coming in between, just say something. All you have to do is just speak up, you know, and say it nicely. Come on, like do it with respect, honor, you know what I mean? Like, yo, like can I talk to you, Pete? Like, Pete, yo, like I just want you to know, like, bro, like
just be honest.
Just be honest. Yeah. Just be
there
honest.
There you go. You got your answer. Just be honest.
Just be honest.
Just try. At least make one big attempt, whether it's like as a group with the other friends as well. Like
I guess like going off of relationships, like I have a friend, one of my really close friends, like she's also a stepmom. So like there's a period like during the year when like her son comes and stays. And so like during those, knowing like where she's at in her life and stuff, I'm like, yeah, like you probably need space right now. It's like you probably need space like to hang out with your family and like be a stepmom and also like have your own time. And so it's like for me as her friend, and like I'm like, hey, how do you, what do you need right now? Like, do you just like need a day to vent or stuff? And I'm like, hey, I'm here, but I'm also like, I know you got a lot going on. So like taking a step back and like, I was like, well, whatever you need, like, I'm here for you always, like, whatever that looks like. But also knowing, like, our friendship is going to look different because of where you're at right now. And I have to be secure in, like, our friendship to be okay with that. And like, cool, we're not going to be like.
That's totally true.
But like, you know what I mean? But I'm like, but also, like, when we get together, it's going to be great. But it's like, that can't happen right now. Right.
Leading by example, too. I see so many of my friends, like, I used to be that girl in my first relationship only hanging out with my boyfriend, like, that's a first relationship. That's so normal. And like, you know, later on, the person, me, realizes there's so much time that I can, you know, also hang out with my friends as mm-hmm. well, and making that as a priority. And I see that in my friend circle because those people are doing that. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, when you lead by example, you know, people follow that. Mm-hmm. You know, if I show my friends like I'm making time to hang out with you, not just my boyfriend, mm-hmm. then they'll also realize, oh, in my relationships, I can do the same, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's always those friends that like you don't need to stay in touch 24/7.
Right. Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I have a friend who I maybe see her twice a year, but we are close. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
That makes sense.
100%. Like, yeah. I have friends in New York that like when I go, like haven't missed a beat. It's
mm-hmm. just, like, I love we're that. Here.
And like FaceTime now, like on FaceTime all the time, talking for hours about everything, dreams, what we want to do, yeah. like just the whole mm-hmm. shit, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. if that friend is happy in their relationship and they're just being happy with that person, be happy for them, like, you know what I mean? I feel like I see both sides of,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I do too. Because we've all been on both ends yeah. of that.
Some
so.
On other sides more than the other.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, so...
Yeah, dude. All right, cool. That was cut and dry. I like it.
Cut and dry.
Cut and dry. Cut and dry. All right, since from at Hungry Shane, I think I'm the toxic one.
Oh.
that's how it's
at least they're honest.
I that's know, how it's right?
Oh my god.
Come
that's
on, self-awareness.
That's the first sentence. Hold on.
I'm the toxic one. Oh, okay.
I think I'm the toxic one.
If
I think
you
I'm
think
the toxic
you are.
One.
You probably
but,
are.
But also, if you think you are, if you're wondering if you are, you're also probably not. Hang on. Let's hear the rest of it.
You're right. You're okay, right. Hold on. Okay. No, I'll give you that. Okay, that just made my headphones fall off.
Let's hear the whole thing. Okay, so I think I'm the toxic one. I really want to be friends with them. I like them a lot, but I always leave them on delivered or seen and always reject them when they ask to call and stuff. I really like them and enjoying talking to them, but I'm too scared to show I care.
Oh, that's different.
That's honest.
That's like, that's
don't call yourself
honest.
Toxic.
Yeah, you're not toxic. You're just afraid to open up. You're
real
just...
quick, can I like hear what all you, when you guys hear the word toxic, what does the word toxic mean to you?
I think of Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I think poison. I just honestly think poison, the word poison. Just
I
like,
think, yeah, I've, go for it.
I think of like a soul and energy sucker. Someone that's not building you up. It's like someone that's not filling your bucket. Like they take from you to fill their own bucket, and they also want you to give all of yourself to them, and they don't return it. It's a one sided, very long definition.
Oh, I want to hear it. I like hearing it.
One sided ass, like. and you're just constantly confused. Like it's like, what did I? Was I wrong? Like, you just mm-hmm. don't really know. Everything's murky. Everything's gray. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yep.
That's true. Wow. Is that a definition we can all agree on?
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. Dude, these images of people just started popping in my head.
That's what, right? Like, I'm over here like...
And don't you guys wish you knew who you were? But they're in my head.
Hell yeah.
I wish.
I love that.
Yeah, I feel like even if they're not specifically doing anything to you, it's like in the little things as well. Like, mm-hmm, and yeah, the energy sucker, the energy vampire. Totally.
I didn't know it was in a toxic friendship until now I look back and I'm like, oh.
That's usually how it goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is because you, in a way, get used to it and you don't like see it.
Hindsight is 50-50.
But this girl or this guy or whomever, that Hungry Shane that asked this question, I don't think you should be so self-deprecating and calling yourself toxic because, you know, every time you speak that into existence, it becomes you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would just not put that in the universe and just, you know, she was so... Hungry Shane is so honest.
You're not being toxic because I feel like you're not being toxic in the way that you're not putting yourself in the situations to be toxic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're the class listening?
Yeah.
Sorry. No, that
she
was just
like
a whole,
petered out. I was like, wait, what happened?
Something just changed.
No, I just said, no, nothing, man.
What? No, it's...
What is the tea, sis?
I want to apologize for going off and saying that. Like, if you think you're toxic, you're toxic. Once you read all of it, too, it made more sense. You're just like, I feel like you're afraid to open up, which I understand. I'm afraid to do that, too. I don't trust a lot of people. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm very private.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think you're toxic. You just, like, handle things a certain way. And you see it. So that's the first step.
Yeah.
That's the first step.
Would you guys say, just a question for me, would you guys say there's a difference between being a toxic person and having toxic qualities? Can a good person do things that might not be like
not intentional, or exactly, like they don't realize they're doing it? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things that people do that they don't realize what they're doing is venomous. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm, I've been reading up on some versions of that, of mm-hmm, like, they think that this, like, certain questions are ways that they're treating you as okay, like putting their own life ideas onto you, and they just think that's normal. You're not really doing, like, yeah, leaving people on read and, like, not wanting to, like, be a part of conversations and things. I feel like you're not necessarily being toxic. It's just you're not putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you're saying you're afraid to show that you care, but it's like, what's going to happen? Are they going to laugh? They're not going to laugh at you. Like, they're not.
Yeah.
I feel like some people, like, the way that we're raised, showing that you care about something is a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. Like, people made fun of nerds, but when, like, really, a nerd is someone who loves certain cultures, loves mm-hmm, certain media. Like, it's someone who loves something and has a passion for something that not a lot of people do. So, like, why are you making fun of that? Like, there's mm-hmm, there's nothing to make fun of in showing yourself caring and being a friend. So I would encourage yourself to just, like, say yes to something. If you're unhappy with where you're at, I'd say
just try it.
But maybe you just don't vibe with them, and that's okay.
Yeah,
you need to vibe with everyone.
They're saying they really like them, so it's like, but I can relate to that. And, like, there are a lot of people in my life that I adore, but I do it from a distance. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's probably part of my anxiety of, like, I love you and I love what you're doing over there, but I'm just too anxious to, like, engage mm-hmm, and, like, become a part of it.
I'm curious, what are your guys' love languages? Can't quote it, can't source it, but, like, there's the five love mm-hmm, languages, mm-hmm, and there's, like, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, like doing things for people, gift giving, and then words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when I started learning about it, like, in school, but there's, like, what you receive and then what you give.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
how you express your love. Mm-hmm.
And I think kind of just knowing that, honestly, that helped me in my relationship with my mom, because I was like, oh, like, you are acts of service. Like, it's like, yeah, words of affirmation in my house, like, not huge.
Yeah, yeah.
But also knowing, like, oh, I do need words of mm-hmm, affirmation from you, but I'm like, oh, but if I can, like, recognize, like, everything you're doing is out of love for me. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm, recognizing.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, especially, like first generation, like, households. Like, I have friends that are like, oh, I've never heard the word I love you, like, in my house. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, I know for me, it's, like, quality time is huge. Like, just, like, spending good time with mm-hmm, people and, like, just being in each other's space does it for me. Like, what are your guys' love languages?
Gift giving, mm-hmm, and because that's how my mom always showed her friends and her loved ones how much.
So that's how you show?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, yeah, I think quality time. I love spending time with my friends. Like, just, like, sometimes me giving them small little treats and then us spending quality time together, mm-hmm, and just sitting around the couch doing nothing, mm-hmm, and just, like, laying down or, like, napping. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. For me, that's really important. Or going on hikes and walks. Like, that's important to me.
I've always wanted, like, a friend who'd be down to just, like, hang out in my place while I'm cleaning.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of quality time.
Those are all my friends, I think.
I'll be there.
Who are you?
What are they again? I don't want to say anything.
Physical touch, words of affirmation, gift giving, quality time, and
acts of service.
I feel like words of affirmation. I like to lift up my friends.
I love that.
I want us to feel good together. And I learn, I don't know, like, sometimes when I'm speaking to my friends, I'm speaking to myself through it. You know what I mean? Like, this is for us. Like, I'm here. It's not me, like, saying that you're
not trying to butter you up.
Yeah, like, no, this is, like, that's, I think that's mine. That's mm-hmm, when I'm the most, like, oh, we're friends because we're, like, talking like this, you know?
In this field, I feel like I've reduced my, like, words of affirmation, but that used to be something that I did a lot. Mm. But, like, I have a huge fear of people thinking that I'm just buttering them up, but that's, like, not the intention.
No, not at all.
I respond really well. Like, I love quality time, mm-hmm, and then I respond really well. I love physical affection. You can literally, I'm a chain. I can be, like, having the worst day. And, yeah, and if someone scratches my back, I...
Literally, there's a switch that's flipped and I'm happy. If someone gives me a present, I am fucking ecstatic, even if it's like a pencil. Like, I don't like need that. It's not like, you didn't give me a present, so I don't think you love me. But I definitely, and I also love shopping for other people more than I love shopping for myself.
Yeah, like, me too.
Like Christmas, I love Christmas so much.
That's true, you, Courtney. Yeah. Courtney,
like, the, I get you guys. Giver.
Yeah,
I'm like, awesome. My Christmas budget is not okay. But
that's so true.
You like to see your friends smile.
I love that. And I like finding things that I know that they would like or I want them to try. But then when I notice certain people like don't respond to it, because you know, if like you were raised getting stuff all the time that you're just like, this is not like an exciting thing for me, then I'm like, okay, interesting. But yeah, so I love giving affection, but it's also one of those things where it's like, I'm not trying to like invade people's space. So it's one of those things that I just kind of put on the back burner. But yeah, did we answer the question?
Yeah,
I think we did.
And then we also answered her question.
Yeah. I like that. That was a good ask.
That one got me. My eyes kind of welled up a little bit because I had never looked at it that way. And I have so many different types of friends that like their love language is different. And like sometimes you try to classify people and you're like, well, this person doesn't do it the way that I do it, so they're not my friend. And that's like, I need to take some time.
There's some of my friends who are not always checking up on me, but I know they will be there for a fact when I need them.
Yeah. I think my guards are just up even with my friends, you know? Like, I have some things that I have to work through, you know?
And the fact that, like, for this person, like, they're reaching out to you and stuff. Like, they want you around.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid. Like, I think it would be highly rewarded in terms of, like, expressing your...
You're not a toxic person. Yeah. You're giving yourself toxic thoughts.
Yeah. You're being toxic to yourself, if anything. You're right. All right. At Cami Tao or Cami Toe asks, I found out my friend is racist today. And no one in my friend group agrees with them, but they aren't being kicked out. I don't want to be friends with that, but I don't want to lose the rest. What should I do here? That's tough. that's a tough one that I've been wrestling with, is like when you come across people in your life that are not what you thought in terms of like how they see people. I know that we have a lot of different perspectives in this room. So
I have friends. I have friends, and are they outwardly like racist? No, but do they say things that maybe are not as, you know, thought through? Yeah. And I think those are moments where you lead by example and you kind of show them the way and you like talk about it and you don't cancel them or shut them out of the group. You kind of are open-minded, open-hearted, and we discuss, you know? Yeah. And I've done some stupid things too. And luckily, I also have really great friends that open their hearts out to me and we talk about, discuss it, and my world has changed.
I don't know if any of my actual friends, like I'm on the same, I think I'm on the same page, like my actual friends, because I have acquaintances that are racist, like where it's like I found a lot this year. Like, who's what and where they're at, I'm like, noted. Like, and it's like, great, I now know that our core values do not align. We are not friends, so it's like I don't even classify you as a friend. So now I'm like, okay, the people that I am friends with, like, I feel the way that I'm a friend to you is showing you that I'm willing to have these conversations with you and give you that time and energy and like kind of like walk you through it. But sometimes it's like, I feel like there's a debate between like, no, Google it, like pay me for my time and stuff. But I'm like, if I'm your friend and I'm giving you this energy, like we can talk about it. And then it's like, awesome. And there's like a period of like changed, like where you're like, I'm expecting kind of like changed behavior for the most part with to specific things, or at least catching yourself. Like, I know it's not the same, but like I have friends who've changed their pronouns. So like having that discussion, like it's like awesome. Like you identify as they or them, and we've had that discussion. Now it's like me like correcting myself and like moving on. It's like you correct yourself and keep going, but it's also like at least like showing that you're doing that work of like catching yourself, thinking you're still actively working on it, you know? Yeah. So like, that's what I mean. Like a period of change behavior, like just seeing them working.
Yeah, and I've seen that. And I don't know about you guys, but my circle of friends have become very small. Like once you live life longer, I think, I mean, I'm only 27, but still, like, I used to have friends everywhere, but now my circle of friends smaller.
Yeah.
Also, those people are so important to me. It's worth it for all of us. It's beneficial for all of us to have open conversations because it's not like you're a disposable friend. We're friends for life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I only call you. Like, I only have these friends. So I'm willing to, we're all willing to put in the work to you know, talk and fix whatever it is that needs to be fixed.
And sometimes it takes years to, like, realize these things about people. Like, it takes years to finally, like, realize whether or not, like, oh, you're not who I thought you were. Or, like, oh, I, like, because, you know, we'll meet somebody and I'll be super excited about them and be obsessed with them and love them. And it's, like, a year later, I've now seen their ugly side.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is really bad. I feel like there's very little information in this question. And, like, it's hard because you're, this person's just saying, okay, I found out this person is racist. That can mean a lot of different things because a lot of people kind of have a different definition
of racism,
of what that means. If this person is being very ignorant, I think it is important to, like, have the conversation, at least trying to be like, hey, would you be willing to talk about these things? Because if they're not even willing to, like if they're just going to be limiting their thinking and not even willing to try, like, I don't know. Like, have you, because you have stories.
I have. Okay. So this is crazy because, like, everybody knows I like to drink. I like to have a good time. You know what I mean? Like,
we all
so,
do,
like,
yeah.
So me and my friends, like, we're drinking and I'm getting cool with this, like, one guy. Like, we're always, like, with the same, like, people or whatever. So then, look. Got drunk and straight up told me, he started crying. He's like, Keith, like, you are an amazing person. Like, I was racist. Like, I grew up racist. He grew up in trailers, the whole thing. You know what I mean? A lot of these people that I'm saying that I'm friends with, people would never expect me to be friends with too, mind you. And just from, like, appearance, just so you know, just like the vibe. He started crying, saying, like, I was racist. I was like, I was racist against black people, like, really, really crying. And I'm like, whoa, this is a turnaround. Like, didn't even know. Cause, like, I mean, you're nice to me, but, like, you were, like, racist. Like, for you to cry and say that, drunk or not, like, that's a big, like, step.
Yeah.
So, like, after that, I was like, okay, like, we're cool, da 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 da. And then, you know, COVID hit. So, like, I think they, like, him and his girl, they ended up moving away. And it got to the point where I just, like, Facebook. You start to see certain shit and you're like, oh my God, like, you are, like, you. Like,
wait, I thought you said he was and now he's again racist?
That's the thing. So, like, would I be friends with the racist person? If somebody tell you they're racist, believe them. Because, like, I honestly, like, me personally, I would never be friends with the racist. I couldn't do that.
Oh, me neither.
I personally couldn't
no
do that.
No one should be friends with the racist person.
You know, but, like, I mean, it's hard for different people. For me as a black man, I just can't do that.
No.
You know what I mean? And it's, like, racist on different, like, whatever, like, I can't be friends with that.
Nope.
Like, none of that. But for,
that's a,
like,
toxic energy,
you know. So, but for him, it was, you know, I thought it was changed. So I'm like, okay, like, let me, like, yeah, like, bro, like, let's go, like, we're cool.
Yeah.
Oh, but you are racist, like, never again. Well, if somebody says, like, I mean, first of all, he's drunk, so, like,
the truth came out.
And it took some time, like a year and some change, like, you know. Like, it was weird. I was like, whoa. Like,
that's freaky. Yeah.
I was, like, just thinking, like, I just said never be friends with a racist person. I changed my mind.
Wait, why?
Because what I worded was wrong.
Oh, okay.
I think if you are, I always just think talking and, like, showing people, like, experiences will change their heart. And I think if we don't combat that with love, then these racist people are going to find other racist people and they are going to build a group of racist people. You know, when a lot of these people in racist groups, their hearts can be changed. It's just because we keep canceling them and we keep shutting them down, you know?
Well, I think, well, from just my personal experience with that, like, to hear that and then see certain things,
it's
like, that's not
that's
my
different.
Place to even
you can't trivialize it. Like,
I can't, I don't want to talk to this person.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, for me, that was, it was the step of, like, I get that. Like, I was cool to be that for you in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I start to see you, like, just move in a certain way, it's like, oh, like, this is not for me to do. Because the love that I give is, like, what you get from
it's immense.
You know? But, like, you just, I cut that off.
Yeah.
Like, that's a mm-hmm for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else is interesting about that question is that, like, they want to stay friends with the other people. But in my mind, like, the other people are also, like, implicit. Like,
it's perpetuating,
like,
this.
Yeah. it's like, if this person feels that safe in this space around, like, because you can clock it. Like, you have certain friends that'll be like, well, this is where I can say things. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, my, this friend's a racist, so I don't want to hang out with them, but I want to hang out with the other people. It's like, well, why are the other people also hanging out with this person? Like, because that's all that, it might not be as, like, stark, but it also, like, it, that says something else about that friend group. Again, very minimal information in like the question, but it's like, well, look at, like, your friends are making space for this person that has shown that they act this certain way. So, like, that's also something to think about. And because sometimes I'm like, okay, there's this person, but I'm like, why do they feel so safe here? It's like, what the hell? Like, what do y'all say? Like, what do y'all talk about when I'm not, like, what do y'all, like, do you just be like, like, do you just laugh? Like, do you say anything? Like, are you stepping up? Like, are you just being a bystander? Like,
there's a part of me that wants to say, like, if you passionately feel like it, you will hold your ground and you won't hang out with those people until there's a change. Or, like, I think if there's room for, like, casual correction of, like, if they're saying something that's not okay, if, like, they're making weird assumptions. Like, there's a friend who, like, made a joke about, like, oh, like, those sketchy Indian computer farms. I was like, hey, man, just don't say that. Like, they were just mentioning, like, a computer farm of, like, oh, these businesses that use it. And I was like, hey, man, don't say that.
Don't say that.
And, and then that was the end of it. Like, if there's ability to, like, if there's a safe space for you to correct them in the moment, but if they're making it that hard to work these things out, then that's not a loving person. Like, why, like, So I think if you're really passionate about this and you really want to stand your ground, you have to. Like, you have to make sacrifices in that way.
Definitely correct, but like you said, kick them to the motherfucking curb if they're not trying. Like,
like you're, trying, if you're not a racist person, like, you're a person who has love for all people. So, like, you need to show love and constructive language when you're talking to that person, instead of being like, you're racist, you're, that means you're a bad person and you're done unless you turn it around right now. Like, that is not going to make it, that's going to make it even harder.
You're racist for thinking I'm racist.
Like, honestly, being aggressive is not cool unless you're trying to like fight for a Yelp discount. I'm aggressive when it comes to, like, you unlock this to get 10% off and they don't, like, honor that, then I'm aggressive.
Whatever, Olivia.
All right, let's move on to the next one. I feel like the back burner friend a lot of the time, where it always seems like I'm an afterthought or second choice to everyone. I have a lot of friends, quote unquote, but not many people that want to actually spend time with me. Do you have any advice for creating more deep friendships?
I was always, sorry, go ahead.
Well, your person's coming. Just, like, give it time. If you already have friends, like, be grateful with what you have. If you already have friends, like, be grateful, but your person is one day coming. Like,
that this just brought me back to my high school memories. I was the afterthought friend. Like, I always felt like I was invited to these things because of my other friends, you know. And look at me now.
You're now, bitch.
Yep, your person came. My people came.
And I'm telling this to myself. That really fucking hit me hard, because I remember when I was in high school, I always felt like I was not good enough in friend groups. And that's why in the previous questions, I kind of was like, I never thought I would be lifelong friends with these people, because they never treated me like lifelong friends. I always felt like, oh, well, Olivia's just there and she just tags along. I was like the tag along friend in high school. And like that always, like, and I always knew that, and it always, like, made me feel sad inside. But I just, like, if I could tell myself now, like, how, like, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm getting emotional about it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's fine. Please continue.
No. Oh, why are you?
No, I just relate very hard. Yeah. So please continue.
I was like the tag along friend, and like I just thought I was like just a place filler in the group. And if I was gone or not, no one would really like care. But now I kind of found my tribe too. You know, and if I could tell my younger self that, I would just be like, yo, like, these aren't going to be your friends. Just be patient. Be true to who you are, because those friends are coming and they're going to love you and value you, like, so much, you know?
Yeah. Go in.
Yeah, go off.
Come on. I don't even know what to say. Like, because, like, I think I'm like an in-between tribes right now. Like, there's the work tribe. Like, this is like the best family ever. But, like, I feel like I'm in a weird place right now, especially with the pandemic. Like, it's just hard to, like, have friends. But, like,
yeah.
It's also, like,
sometimes it's not automatic. Like, especially when you're in your adult life, it's hard to, like, you need to put in the work to create a friendship. It's like, especially if, like, it's not like school where you get to see each other every day and the friendships can kind of build themselves. Like, when you're an adult, it's like, I've never done, like, Tinder dates or, like, dates like that where it's like you sit down with a new person and just like get to know them. So like I also was just like a weirdo in high school. I was always the after friend. I was always the one that got like ditched.
Me too.
And it sucks. God. It sucks. But like there I did have a tribe at one point, and then that tribe kind of broke apart. And then like this work tribe, like our squad, like especially when we were working together every single day, like I depended on that a lot, especially when I was in a relationship. Like, there was no room to make friends anywhere else. So, like, yeah, I think I'm just like I'm waiting for my tribe, like outside of work.
It's coming. It's coming. It's honestly coming. And then like sometimes people like leave the tribe too.
It sucks. Man, I think that's what hurts is like there are like tribes that ended not on my terms, where it's like I love that person and then they hurt me or they wronged me, and it's like okay, like it's over, I guess. Like it sucks when like it is like a heartbreak in a way when friendships don't continue, or like when you realize someone's not who they thought they were, like who you thought they were. And I'm trying to understand what they're asking. I like totally
I also think like I just think that if you open yourself up to some weird opportunities or some weird experiences, you might find your people there. Mm-hmm. You know, like I thought my boyfriend's friends were my friends. They are still my friends, but I also, because of my own personal journey, I have found my personal friends through that journey. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it's such a beautiful thing to like, I never thought like, I always thought like my early 20s friends would be like my friends, right? Mm-hmm. They still are, some of them, but I feel like the ones that I have now are so close and dear to me because I'm in this new path and I'm learning so much and seeing so much. And because of so many things that have happened in the past like 6 months, I've really like seen like, oh, okay, these are my people, because we don't just care about each other. We care about the world. You know, and like for me, that's
next level.
Yeah, and that's like for me, and my circle of influence, all of them care about the world, and it makes me do the same. And it's not just like us being catty friends talking about random shit. It's like how do we help elevate, you know, like us as like global citizens, whatever.
Yeah, there's definitely like there's automatic friends. Mm-hmm. That you kind of like they're there for you, they're at your disposal, you can just see all the time. And then there's like the real friends, because like there's like a super old Tumblr quote that I'm remembering where it's like
take me back.
There are friendships where you talk about other people, and then there are friendships where you talk about ideas, and like the ones that you're able to just like really crack open your brains with each other, like that's great.
I'm fucking messy. I said I like a little bit of both.
me too.
Like this time to talk about people, but just like you know, you just go on.
Yeah, and like it's really great. Like it's we talk shit about some stupid stuff.
Yeah,
but then we all also freaking talk about like, hey, what do we want to see in this world, like in the next 5 years, like how do we see our lives, like and this like past 6 months, I've just, a lot of people have said that, to be very frank, like a lot of people think, oh well, she's changed or whatever. I'm like, no, I think I've just more definite and strong about my position and how I perceive the world and how I would like to contribute. And I think I did change, but not in a bad way. I think if you're not changing, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're staying.
You got to be changing. And
always.
Like, and it's my friends who have really opened my eyes to like so many things that I don't even think about. Like one of my best friends is such an animal lover, and she has like just talked to me and just showed me and just like explained to me all these things where I look at living things in such a different way now just because of her influence. And like and I just think that like I've just been on me personally this like internal growth that I really I really like. And
when people try and tell you that like you've changed, like it's weird that they take your own self-growth personally. Like I don't know, I feel like that they should look inward at that point.
I think so too.
People also just get used to being around. Also, you know what I mean? They get used to you being there the way that
they want you to be there. Yeah. But like but with friends, growth friends comes are not change. Property, like.
And I have to say, during this pandemic, so much stuff happened that yeah. we that have altered literally a lot of like yes. friend groups, mm-hmm. family dynamics.
Yeah, like the whole thing.
Like, yeah, and like all this mm-hmm. stuff, like you gotta consider all of these things.
Wow.
And it's not just how you don't know how the other person might be feeling yeah. and how mm-hmm. they're going through this pandemic, because mm-hmm. this stuff is hard, you know, like things are limited, but yet not, because mm-hmm. you have access to so many ideas now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, we're living through a time that's like,
I mean, this
very interesting.
This yeah. quarantine has definitely made me realize like how much I've neglected friendships and mm-hmm. relationships with people. And like, I do have a lot of social anxiety or just like fear of like messing up. So like, I have played it safe and just not pursued anything. And I think my advice to this person asking that question is like, you have to put yourself out there. Like, if they aren't inviting you to things, what I have done is like, I'll make plans and mm-hmm. see who will come. I will arrange a thing. Like yeah. I like hosting things. And I finally like have an apartment that I can fit people in. So like, mm-hmm. I look forward to doing more things like that. But, just engaging yourself, like, cause especially if everyone is in their own lives, like mm-hmm. you can't yeah. expect them to, like hook you up and pull you along. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes you got to really like show who you are and yeah. put yourself in there. So
I think it's super important too to, I mean, I know we're talking about friendships, but I think it's also important to be a better friend. You also have to like be comfortable with like yourself mm-hmm. and know what you like, what you value mm-hmm. and like spending. That's what this quarantine has done for me. I'm just like, mm-hmm. obviously we're just spending so much time on our own and it's like, well, what do I want in my life? What mm-hmm. energy do I want? Because like even being like tribes sometimes, like you start taking on other people's like characteristics a little bit because you're around each other. But mm-hmm. it's like, okay, well, what do you like? And doing the things that you want to do and that are positive for you also, like, I definitely believe attracts the right energy yep, to you. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, just do the things you want to do that make you feel good and that, like, make you come alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, the people that are also, like, in that same space will definitely find you and, like, they'll be on like the same like journey or wavelength with you too.
If you like to collect Beanie Babies, then Beanie Baby people you're gonna attract them.
Mm-hmm. You can be friends with my mom.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the thing. You're attracting Look. Beanie Baby collectors if you love Beanie Babies a lot.
She likes a little tie. What is it? Is it TY?
TY.
What is that? TY.
The brand?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Do you like those?
Yeah.
I used to have a couple.
Why did you?
My mom, yeah. So you guys
can look at me. Of course, I like Beanie Babies.
Look at me.
I had a little kitten, little horse. Well, that was all the questions, guys.
Thank you for being so vulnerable, Court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It was kind of beyond my control.
I was like talking, looking at her. I'm like, she has allergies or crying?
Really, I was really hoping you wouldn't notice, and I thought that they would dry back up and go away, but
suck it back in.
Imagine I didn't notice. She was like falling in front of me. Yeah, like, yeah, so like friendships.
What if we sucked and said, don't cry?
Like, anyway.
Stop it.
I was going to ask one thing from all of you guys. Like, in the friends that you have now, like, what do you internally and or externally, like, what do you celebrate or are most thankful for in the friends that you have now? Mm-hmm. Like, Olivia definitely touched on it, but, like, I'd like to hear, like, because I know we sometimes have different kinds of friends for different kinds of things, like you said. Like, mm-hmm. some we like to just shoot the shit. Some we, like, mm-hmm. you know? I'm going to hear it.
Can I just shout out, like, a really good friend of mine who, in the last few years that I've known him has like changed my life and just how I like look at the world and Oof. How I should like give and how I should be like just a more caring person who checks me when I get into my feisty stages and I'm a little, you know, asshole, like, yo, like, how would this person feel? You know what I mean? Like, Andrew, bro, I thank you. I love you. You're moving away. I'm sad about it. And I love you so much, brother. Like, we're the friends that cry together. And I just want you to know, brother, I love you. And I got to take some trips to Portland.
I'll go to Portland.
So yeah. Sweet.
Just take me.
Oh, man, he's going to make fun of me for crying on here. It's like, okay, I call him Trash Box, and he calls me Treasure Chest. That shows you, like, the dynamic of, like...
That's cute.
That's very fucking cute.
Andrew, I love you, man. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I love it. I'm just like, I also just love watching people, like... I also really enjoy watching people like love each other, yeah, like openly. Like it's very nice. like I just love it. Like honestly, like sometimes like
welcome to pussy hour.
Jesus. Like no, like sometimes like Keith talk with Keith and like things like Keith says to me, like sometimes I'll just like I'll think about them like later on. Like I'll just be driving and like cause like his words of affirmation are so strong and like they're so like there's something Keith told me like maybe a couple months ago and he's just like, you know, like No, he's just like he's like, you know, like when people like meet me, I want them to be able to see the God in me. And I was just like, oh, like that's so like
wow.
That's so like I don't know. I just cause like I'm also like on this like journey with like religion and stuff and like trying to understand what that means to me specifically. So I just like I just love that, especially with like your energy and like your whole vibe and like everything. Yeah. It's just like I'm like, yeah, it's like not necessarily like see the God, but like just being like like a positive yeah. like energy in the world. Mm-hmm. And just it's like I just love that so much.
My eyes over here. Olivia, cry.
I'm probably not gonna cry. Okay.
Look, Olivia, take us home with some tears. Jackie, but I love you. I love you.
I just have some really, really, really good friends in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And like the ones that have been with me like since I was really young and the new ones that I've made on the way, like I love my friends so much. You know, it's like a two-way street. We all work on it together. And I would say like this is a big shout out to my boyfriend Sam. He has really showed me like how to be a really honest friend. You know, he is so honest with all of his friends and like I see it and I'm like, man, I'm like this is so refreshing because I feel like a lot of us like try and hide or like they don't want to offend, you know, the other person. But my boyfriend is this whole thing, I think, is just honesty. Like he is always like this friendship is worth it for me and I'm going to be so honest. And when I'm upset or when you're upset, we can openly talk about it because that's how their and all of his friendships, you know, grow because of the honest conversations that he has with them. And like, yeah. I'm not gonna cry right now.
That's fine. That's fine. That's
fine. We did enough for everyone. Hell yeah,
okay. We got it like a stream back here.
Yeah. Can I shout out? Can I shout out my friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was looking at Keith and I was like, oh no, my friends. I mean, it's basically what Olivia said, but like, I just the friends that I've stayed the closest with in the past like 10 years are all the people that kind of like helped me through. Just like a really rough time, just like a very hard time with like dealing with loss and stuff. And like when they were, it's like they were willing to be honest with me and they were still willing to like raise me up during that time. And also too, like I just have some friends in my life that no matter where I'm at, like, cause it's like, as like a performer, like that's like, I was like, I can't see myself doing anything else, right? So it's like, they've just shown up for me like every step of the way. Like if it's like well wishes or anything like that. And also like, again, like being very like active and like we can have discussions about like what's going on like in the world and stuff. But I don't know. They're just, those are my closest friends or people that are honest with me, can give me like real ass feedback and be like, hey, that's not okay. Hey, we're learning together at the same time. And just like, just know that like this is our conversations are a safe space and it's like this is where you can make that mistake and I will correct you honestly. It's like ask me the question because I will tell you what's up, what's not, and it's not out of a place of love and it's like very rarely angry. Like I haven't been in like a fight with like someone I consider my friend in a very long time because it never like gets to that place where it's like, I'm like, hey, this is where I'm at. This is, you know me, I know you. Like, I'm like, oh, I pushed a button. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Like I can apologize before it even gets to that level because I know them so well. So
you gotta have friends that go to your funeral and your wedding. That celebrate you and can go through the bad times with you.
That's good. I think every person deserves a safe space. Like I feel like everyone should have like that group of friends where you can be vulnerable and like say things that you might be afraid make you seem like a bad person or like those opinions or like the feelings about a certain person. Like you deserve to have a place where you don't have to like be on for people, because mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people struggle with that, where they think they have to like always be performing and
mm-hmm. being to keep their good, friendship, yeah, mm-hmm.
keeping those brownie points up. Like, no, you deserve, like, it's almost like they become a family in a sense, where it's mm-hmm. like, hey, we don't have to all be amazing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've evolved. I'm very, very, very different from who I was, like in high school, community college, like before this job. Like, this job has changed me so
congratulations.
Much. Thank you. Because I needed it. Like, so I think that's also part of maybe why I don't have a lot of the friends from the past, because even though we still follow each other on Instagram and stuff, like, I'm different. And like, they know someone who I'm not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's probably why I don't have those people. But like, the people that I am close with, like, we're there for each other when it matters most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a friend, I'm going to shout her out. I love Brie so much.
That's a film. You have to.
I'm just shouting her out, and her boyfriend is an awesome dude. Like, she was going through some tough times, and I was just like, just come here. She drove an hour or two to stay with me for the weekend. Like, when she needed somebody, I was like, bitch, come over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I do, I appreciate her, and like, she loves hearing everything about my life. Like, I feel I normally, like, I'll only with my therapist be able to like selfishly just talk about my life and myself, but like, Brie is always down to hear all the drama or just like all my feelings, and then like, I'm always down to hear what she's going through, and we have the same morals and everything. Yeah. Like,
that's a good friend.
So she's great. But yeah, I love you guys.
Yeah.
I think, like, we've all kind of been friends for different amounts of time, mm-hmm. but like,
I know I'm new. Okay, I've just
so
got here.
Can I say, so one thing that
you're part of this.
One thing that Andrew said to me that I think relates here for all of us. Andrew said, we were around the fire in the back of their house, him and his roommates, and he like brought me a drink. He was like, here you go, bud. He said, we got at least 50 more years together.
Oh. Aww.
And I feel like that about, like, y'all. Aww. Like, just to be able to do this with you guys and have this type of, like,
baby,
like, 50 years. Like, woo.
I might die.
Like, but, like, anybody, but, like, just to think, I've never thought that deep into friendship. Like, that's, yeah. like, the person that's, like, changed it for me. Mm-hmm. Like, the game. Yeah. Like, 50 more years, damn, you gonna be around. You're gonna be around.
Like, they wanna be around.
Yeah, yeah. Like, even with them moving, it's like, damn,
they're
like,
gonna be around. Know,
you're mm-hmm. gonna be around. That's so sweet. Like, that's, like, sorry to bring it back to Andrew.
We gotta meet this guy sometime. I know.
Oh my god.
Yes, 100%.
All right, do you guys want to turn it around a little bit? We can finish this out with a shoot, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready? Let's do it.
Shoot, dude.
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 All right, so let's see what Lindsay has to say. I worked at a very large bookstore chain for about 6 months, and there was a tall, dark British man who would occasionally come in and ask for help finding things or checking on held orders. I was convinced this was my future husband. But because of the pressure of a potential wedding he knew nothing about, I couldn't talk to him. That's such a great way to put it. I kept my mouth shut most of the time to avoid saying something stupid or trying to avoid him altogether. But one of my coworkers would go as far as to make him wait until I was free to help. Free meaning she cornered me. One day, I was working in the music and movie section alone, and he walked in and asked to check on a held DVD order. When he was done, he said to me in his perfect British accent, "Thanks, love." Out of my mouth came something between "you're welcome" and "no problem." So I enthusiastically said, "You problem." There was no recovery. There was no effort. I just walked away. It worked out for me because not long after that, I met my actual dream guy, and we're getting married next year.
Hey! Oh, yay!
But I hope the beautiful British man forgives me for ruining our almost marriage because clearly I am a catch.
That's very sweet.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cute.
You problem.
You problem.
That's really funny.
That's so cute.
That's so funny way to put it. Like, that's the pressure of a potential marriage. So I was afraid to say anything.
That's really funny. Would you call that a shoot, dude? Is that an embarrassing? That's, no, that's a little so embarrassing.
Cute. I think it's so cute.
No, mm-hmm. That's like a little slip. That's like, okay. Oopsie.
She's a good storyteller.
Yeah. Yeah. Oops, dude.
What
oops,
is the dude. Potential? What was the potential marriage part? Like, who's
just the pressure?
She's like, yeah.
It's like her fantasizing about their.
She was convinced he was a dream guy. So like, yeah, oh my God, like I love him. I want to marry him. Mm. So she was so nervous at ruining a potential marriage. Ugh. Or yeah, I would assume that was the gender, but I don't know.
I get that.
Yeah.
For sure. No, like,
oh. Oh, we got some stuff to do today, don't we?
Yeah, my face feels dry from all the crying that I know. I did. So I kind of like want to go to the.
I know. I want to run straight to the mirror.
Yeah.
All right.
I want some Hawaiian bread.
What? There's Hawaiian bread?
I just want some Hawaiian bread.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, dude.
Bye.